For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
One thing that my mother would say to me all throughout young adulthood was, "Son, leave it to God." She would often say that about every single problem I shared with her. She'd ask, "Have you prayed about it? Have you looked in God's word concerning it?" If I said yes, her answer would be, "Well, leave it to God." And if you think about it, how many of us try to carry our own burdens when Jesus wants to be our burden bearer? How many of us want to take our problems, our issues and struggles, and try to fix them without so much as prayer offered to the Lord for guidance, for wisdom, or intervention? Leave it to God. What is in your life that you need to take to the cross and trust Jesus concerning it? What is it that you need to leave in God's hands? When I think of leaving my burdens in the hands of God, the story of the Shunammite woman comes to mind. In 2 Kings 4, verse 8 to 37, we're told that the Shunammite woman was a kind and generous woman who lived in the town of Shunem. One day she noticed the prophet Elisha passing through her town. Recognizing him as a man of God, she invited him to her home for a meal. Impressed by her hospitality, Elisha wanted to bless her in return. He promised her that she would have a son within a year, despite her and her husband's old age. True to Elisha's word, the woman gave birth to a son the following year. However, tragedy struck when the boy suddenly fell ill and died. The devastated woman took her son's lifeless body and placed him on Elisha's bed in their home. She immediately set out to find Elisha for help. Here's what the Bible says in 2 Kings 4, verse 25 to 26, after her son had died. The Bible reads, "So she set out and came to the man of God at Mount Carmel. When the man of God saw her coming, he said to Gehazi, his servant, 'Look, there is the Shunammite. Run at once to meet her and say to her, "Is all well with you? Is all well with your husband? Is all well with the child?" And she answered, "All is well." This woman maintained that all is well even after the unthinkable happened. Upon seeing the woman, Elisha sensed her distress and sent his servant Gehazi with his staff to lay it on the boy's face. However, the woman insisted on accompanying Elisha herself. When they arrived at her home, Elisha prayed to God, and miraculously, the boy's life was restored, and he sneezed 7 times, indicating his complete recovery. The story of the Shunammite woman teaches us several important lessons. The woman's generosity and hospitality towards Elisha demonstrated the value of kindness and taking care of others. Her actions led to unexpected blessings in her life. Elisha's prayers and faith in God resulted in the miraculous restoration of the woman's son. This reminds us of the power of prayer and the importance of seeking God's intervention in our lives. But perhaps the most powerful lessons were taught in her story are the power of trusting in God's promises and the value of taking our burdens to God. Despite her and her husband's old age, the Shunammite woman believed in the promise given by the prophet Elisha. She teaches us the importance of having faith in God's word, even when circumstances seem impossible. And then when tragedy struck, the Shunammite woman immediately sought out Elisha for help. She wasn't seeking Elisha, but rather the God who Elisha served. This teaches us the significance of bringing our problems and concerns to God, knowing that He is able to provide solutions and comfort in times of need. So I encourage you today, whatever situation you find yourself in, take it to the Lord in prayer and leave it there. In closing, let me remind you that the Bible says in Psalm 55, verse 22, "Cast your burden on the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved."
Have you ever had one of those days where it's just a fight? Where everything is a fight? Your journey to work seems like it's a struggle. You get to work, and it's hostile that day. You go home, and something unexpected happens. You get an unexpected letter or an unexpected bill. Then, next thing you know, there's an unexpected argument with your husband or wife. I mean, have you ever had a day where everything is a struggle? Everything is just a fight. You try to read the word, but that becomes a fight. You try to pray, but that proves to be a fight too. You put some worship music on, but you find that you're still fighting. So in this case, what do you do? Well, I believe that when it appears to be impossible, when life is at its darkest, this is when you should call out to the Lord. David experienced days like this quite often. He must have, because all throughout the Psalms, there is this theme of calling out to the Lord. I mean, think about it. How many times do we read something along the lines of, "In my distress, I called upon the Lord. To my God, I cried for help." Or you might read something like, "Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud. Be gracious to me and answer me." Today, dear listener, I want to encourage you to call on the Lord. The Bible says in Psalm...
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Psalm 5, verses 1 through 12. "Listen to my words, Lord. Consider my lament. Hear my cry for help, my King and my God, for to you I pray. In the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my request before you and wait expectantly. For you are not a God who is pleased with wickedness. With you, evil people are not welcome. The arrogant cannot stand in your presence. You hate all who do wrong. You destroy those who tell lies. The bloodthirsty and deceitful you, Lord, detest. But I, by your great love, can come into your house. In reverence I bow down toward your holy temple. Lead me, Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make your way straight before me. Not a word from their mouth can be trusted. Their heart is filled with malice. Their throat is an open grave. With their tongues, they tell lies. Declare them guilty, O God. Let their intrigues be their downfall. Banish them for their many sins, for they have rebelled against you. But let all who take refuge in you be glad. Let them ever sing for joy. Spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may rejoice in you. Surely, Lord, you bless the righteous. You surround them with your favor as with a shield. Saints of God, there is a name that holds power. There is a name that chases away demonic spirits. There's a name that brings light in the midst of darkness. And that name is Jesus Christ.
Deuteronomy 31 verse 8 says, "It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed." This is God's word to you. He will not leave you. He will not forsake you. He will finish the work He called you to do. Everything God has for us is contained in these simple words. I will never leave you. Whatever you need from the Lord, He will supply it because He will never leave you. If you feel inadequate, that's good because you will depend even more on the Lord. God never starts anything He does not finish.
Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16 to 17 says, "I pray that out of His glorious riches, He may strengthen you with power through His Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love." Notice that the Bible says, "so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith." Jesus Christ will only dwell in your heart when there is faith. Faith dispels fear. Faith calms a troubled heart. Faith is the cure for a troubled heart. God's word tells us not to let our hearts be troubled. It's telling us to have faith. Have faith that Jesus Christ will save you and rescue you from anything you could face in this life. Psalm 50, verse 15 says, "Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me." God wants you to call Him. He says, "Trust me in your times of trouble, and I will rescue you."
Strong faith comes as a product of great trials. Circumstances change, people change, social norms and public perceptions change, but the Word of God remains true forever. In the book of Matthew, Jesus says, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away." That's why we can stand confidently in Him. That's why we can cling to Him. When we feel like we're slipping away into the chaos of life, He will rescue us and place our feet back on solid ground. What does it mean to be unshakable in your faith? It doesn't mean never having doubts. It doesn't mean never being afraid. It simply means that when trouble comes our way, we don't panic. We don't lose hope. We don't turn to the world or to ourselves for answers. Instead, we are able to rest in the promises of God. The thing about Daniel and Paul and Moses was that they understood the stakes. They understood that even if nothing went their way, even if they ended up suffering deeply, it would be worth it. Because knowing Jesus was so valuable, so precious to them. Can the same be said for you? Do you treasure Jesus above your own life? He is worthy, and He wants you to experience abundant life by trusting Him and obeying His word. So when trouble comes your way, stand firm. Be unswayable. Be immovable. Be unshakable.
Whatever situation you face today, whatever circumstances or situation, God wants you to call on Him. Psalms 50, verse 15 says, "Call on me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you will honor me." That means pray about it. So let your hope be found in God. He says, "Trust me in your times of trouble, and I will rescue you." He says, "Abide in me, and I will restore you." He says, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest."
There are days where I feel as though surely God cannot forgive me again. You know the kind of days where you feel weighted down. You feel as though sin has left a stain, a mark on you that can't be removed. Yes, I've been through days where I felt as though God wouldn't want to save someone like me, with all my issues and the sin I struggle with.
I believe that David experienced days like this quite often. He must have. Because if you read Psalm 18, verse 6, the Bible says, "In my distress, I called upon the Lord. To my God, I cry for help. From his temple, he heard my voice, and my cry to him reached his ears." That's a man who's been going through things. David goes on further in Psalm 27, verse 7, and says, "Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud, be gracious to me and answer me." And the question I always had was, why is David crying to God so much? Why is it that so often in the Psalms, David speaks of crying out to the Lord? But as I grew in maturity, as I grew in understanding, it became clear to me that many of us, like David, will face things beyond our ability to solve. We will face situations that we can do nothing about, except to simply try and endure.
And it's this issue of struggling with sin that I want to talk about. I'm glad that the Bible says in Romans 7 and 15, "For I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate." And then Romans 7, verse 18 and 19 says, "For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh. For I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing." It's astonishing that the Apostle Paul, a servant of the Lord, a man who God performed miracles through, he is opening up about this struggle with sin, the same struggle with sin that I face. He must have had his good days, days when he was strong and could cast out demons in the name of Jesus or lay hands on the sick and heal them. But this very same Paul also had bad days where he felt like he took one step forward and two steps back. But here's the thing. Proverbs 24:16 says, "For the righteous falls seven times and rises again, but the wicked stumble in times of calamity." You see, though we struggle with sin, we can only overcome in Jesus. Though we fall, we can only get back up with the help of the Lord. Though we may indeed stumble, it is in Jesus that we have steady ground.
Now, there may be someone who has gotten to the point where you are so low that you think God has forgotten you. There may be someone who finds themselves today at a point of uncertainty. You don't know whether to turn left or right. You don't know whether to cry or smile. And regarding whatever it is that's making you feel this way, if it's sin, if it's addiction, if it's your marriage, or if it's the fact that you can't seem to find someone to marry, if it's your job or financial situation, I want to encourage you to pray about it. Pray about it before you give up. Pray about it before you look anywhere else. Pray about it before you look to anyone else. And the reason I'm telling you to pray about it is because too often, when we find ourselves in these certain positions, we either drift away and get lost in the sea of our problems, or we start paddling trying to find a way out of our problems. We start trying to use our own strength to get out of the messes we're in. We do our best to use our resources and know-how just to try to save ourselves. But I would like to encourage you to pray about it. Call on the name that is above every other name, the name of Jesus. Pray about it and call on the Lion of the tribe of Judah. When I read Jeremiah 33 verse 3, which says, "Call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know." When I read that scripture, I hear the word of God telling me to pray about it.
Acts chapter 2 verse 17 says, "And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out of my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams." God has promised to pour out His Spirit on all flesh in the last days. Now my prayer to the Lord is that I would not be left out of this outpouring promised in the Bible. Our heart's cry is that the Lord would pour out His Spirit upon us. I encourage you to make sure your heart is not hardened to the call of Jesus Christ.
How do you focus on God instead of the obstacles of life? It's a valid question, right? We all have obstacles in this life. We will all come face to face with things that will threaten our faith in the Lord. We'll come up against opposition that may paralyze even the most courageous hearts with fear. But you see, over and over again in the Bible, we're told not to worry. We're told not to fear, not to be dismayed, not to be discouraged, but instead to look to the Lord as your deliverer. Look to the Lord as your rescuer. Look to the Lord as your help and source of strength. The eyes of the Lord are seeking those who are fully committed in Him, those who are fully trusting in Him. And so, dear friend, when you face obstacles in life, don't put your trust in people. Trust in God. Don't rely on people or things. Trust in God Almighty, because He is seeking. For the eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the earth, just looking for the person who is fully committed and confident in Him.
Fear is a liar, because fear leads you to forget all that God has done. One description of fear that I like says, "Fear is false evidence appearing real. Fear creates a cloud that makes you think you are alone. It creates a cloud that makes you blind to God's promises and His Word." And one way fear manifests itself in today's society is in the prevalence of anxiety disorders, stress-related diseases, and health conditions. Anxiety and stress are both the children of fear. We fear the future, we fear the past, we fear things we cannot control, and we don't want to admit that most of life is out of our control. We are not in control of when we're born or when we die. We are reminded of our lack of control when faced with an unwanted diagnosis or a natural disaster. This is why Jesus invites us and commands us not to worry. Matthew 6, verse 25 tells us, "Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing?" Jesus goes on to say in verse 33, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Jesus is telling us to let go of the illusion that we are the ones in control. Because while we are not in control, God is sovereign. He's always in control. While we don't know the future, God is already in the future. While we can't let go of the past, God is already in the past, working out your present and your future. The devil is the father of fear, but God is the master of the future. The devil is the warlock of worry, but Jesus is the prince of peace. The devil is the architect of anxiety, but the Holy Spirit is the conduit of comfort. The Lord tells us in Isaiah 41, verse 10, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." As believers, our lives should not be dictated by fear, but rather our faith. Our lives should not be crippled by worry, but rather empowered by encouragement.
You may be feeling tired and weary from the battles you fought, and you may possibly be worried that those same battles will be awaiting you in the morning. But allow me to encourage you. When you feel outnumbered, when your problems look like they are an army marching in your direction, do what blind Bartimaeus did. In Luke 18, verses 37 through 38, the Bible says, "They told him, 'Jesus of Nazareth is passing by.' He called out, 'Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me.'" And so, should you find yourself in need of divine intervention, do what this man did and call out to Jesus Christ. When you feel cornered and your back is against the wall, when the enemy looks to have you surrounded, then open your Bible to 2 Kings 6, verses 17 through 18, and draw strength from the fact that when Elisha's servant became fearful because they were surrounded by their enemies, here's what the Bible says about Elisha's response. "Then Elisha prayed and said, 'O Lord, please open his eyes that he may see.' So the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. And when the Syrians came down against him, Elisha prayed to the Lord and said, 'Please strike this people with blindness.' So he struck them with blindness in accordance to the prayer of Elisha." So I encourage you to pray that God would open your eyes so that you would firstly not be afraid. And secondly, when God opens your eyes and you begin to see the hedge of protection around you and you begin to see the angels that encamp around you, you can begin to draw strength from that, from the fact that Jesus Christ is on your side. When you feel tired and frustrated, cry out in prayer. Cry out in praise. There is only but one God who can give you rest. Only Jesus can lead you beside still waters. Only Jesus Christ can renew your strength. So don't be discouraged with what you're facing. Don't be disheartened at the events of today. Nor should you be preoccupied and worry about what could come tomorrow. Instead, call unto Jesus Christ today, in this very moment. Whatever situation you face this day, God wants you to call on him, because his word in Isaiah 65, verse 24, it says, "Before they call, I will answer. While they are still speaking, I will hear." Psalm 50, verse 15 in the Bible says, "Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me." And so I want to encourage you. When you look at God's word, when you look at his promises, He says, trust me in your times of trouble and I'll rescue you. He says, abide in me and I will restore you. He says, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So let your hope be found in God. He has the perfect solution each and every time. So call on Him, whether it's day or night, whether you're in a season of darkness or light.
Acts chapter 2, verse 17 says, and it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out of my Spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. God has promised to pour out His Spirit on all flesh in the last days. Now my prayer to the Lord is that I would not be left out of this outpouring promised in the Bible. Our heart's cry is that the Lord would pour out His Spirit upon us. I encourage you to make sure your heart is not hardened to the call of Jesus Christ. Make sure your schedule is not so busy that you will miss your divine appointment with God in your prayer closet. Blind Bartimaeus refused to let Jesus just pass him by. In Mark chapter 10, verse 47, the Bible says, when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. We too must have that same attitude. We need to be crying out to the Lord. Don't pass by without pouring out your Spirit over my life, over my home, over my family. Do not pass me by, O gentle Savior. We should be yearning for Jesus Christ of Nazareth to have mercy on us.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.